Hey, Kale, welcome back. Good to see you in front of us and on the ice as well. You seemed very comfortable right from the beginning of the game. You were for sure ready to play.
Yeah, I felt good. It's been a long time coming. I think I did a pretty good job staying cheap and staying ready to play.
I want to talk to you about a key play in the game on Yannick Veilleux's goal, where you were able to have a big check on Nick Petan, who has been a tremendous player for the Marlies for a couple of years. He's been really good against you, but that check and the turnover on the play was probably central to your chances to win that game.
Yeah, I just had a pretty good angle on him, and I knew if he had cut back, I'd be able to get him. So it's kind of just what happened. Yeah, it was a pretty good check, and I was happy that he scored off it.
How do you want to end your season personally? I mean, it's been a struggle for you twice on the injury list, and for some reason you had some trouble to maybe stay consistent and still being healthy enough to play games. But at least you have 5 games left now, 4 to play till the end of the season.
Yeah, just for me, I just need to continue staying healthy and kind of getting confident with coming back from injury. I think just being consistent, like you said, is a big thing for me moving forward. I know to get to the next level, I need to be really consistent and come in every game the same way. So that's just what I'll be working on.
All right, Kale, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Kale.
Hey.
I just wanted to get your overall impressions of tonight's game. How do you evaluate the team performed tonight?
I think we had a great first period. We came out really hot, and we're not only good offensively, but we're really solid defensively as well. I remember saying to Toby in between periods, I felt like we didn't even really have to defend in the first period. We were just all over them in the O zone. And then we kind of let off a little bit towards the end of the game, and they kind of had a good push. But Denver had a good game and kind of held us in there at the end.
And we saw on social media before the game, you guys walking out with some 90s costumes. Can you give us some little context around that? How did that come about?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. When we were in Calgary on our long road trip there, we did a little bit of a Western wear theme. We kind of took a team picture and went for a walk and found a good spot for that. So we just had the idea for our last road trip of the year to have a kind of 90s retro vibes before the game.